This does not involve coercion, but rather a willingness to take who and what God made you and submit it to the authority of another. In a man's case, to God. In a woman's case, to God and to her husband. It is the lack of submission by a man that generally leads to the lack of submission by a woman. What men often want to do is to be a head without being underneath their head. The problems in a marriage come when men are out of alignment, and then try to get their wives to get into alignment under them. Next, the kids get out of alignment as well, and pretty soon the entire family is in chaos. It starts with Christ, then moves to the man. We discover more about this in Exodus chapter 34, when God says something very interesting about men. We read, "Three times a year, all your males are to appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. And no man shall covet your land when you go up three times a year to appear before the Lord your God." Exodus 34, verses 23 through 24. Three times a year, all the males in Israel were to go on a retreat before the Lord who ruled over them. In the Old Testament, the phrase, "Lord your God," means sovereign Lord. A sovereign is someone who is in authority over you and who tells you what to do. We talked about the sovereign aspect of God in a covenant when we looked at transcendence earlier. Three times a year, as we see from this passage, all men were to go to a certain location and in so doing, acknowledge the sovereign rule of God in their lives. Now, before we move past that too quickly, let's look at what that might have done to those left behind. Three times a year, all the males left their land and homes. From a military and defense perspective, that is unthinkable. From a commerce and agricultural perspective, that is unthinkable. All the men are gone, and there are only women and children left to fend for themselves. That doesn't sound like a very good national strategy. But that is where the second verse in that passage comes in. God says that while you are away seeking me and honoring me under my authority, men, do not worry. He says that he will see to it that no one will bother your land, houses, or anyone left behind. We read, "No man shall covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God." In other words, God is saying that if you will simply align yourself underneath my authority, then I've got your back. I have you covered. I've got it. But in order for God to cover us,